Well, thanks for joining us on this Christmas day. Merry Christmas as we continue to pray through the Bible and focus on this Advent season. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12 is our Christmas passage. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." They were minding their sheep when the angel suddenly appeared. In an instant, the darkness of the night turned into brilliant light. The angel, coming from the presence of God, brought with him God's glory, and the place lit up. No wonder the shepherds were terrified. But the angel addressed their fears. He said, "Do not be afraid." These were words that the terrified shepherds needed to hear. The news that the angel was about to deliver would bring them comfort and confidence. The angel said, "I bring you good news." The good news was about Jesus, a Savior, the long-expected Messiah, the Anointed One, the one they'd been waiting for. Yeah, he had arrived. Nothing would ever be the same again. "I bring you good news," he said, "that will cause great joy." The arrival of the Messiah was the arrival of true peace. Through the work of Jesus, sinful man could be united with the Holy God. This was the cause of unspeakable joy, and it will be for all people. God's free gift is for all people. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever trusts in Jesus as the only way to have a relationship with the living God is given eternal life. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. Father, it can be a terrifying time when you prepare us for the next assignment. Thank you for always being with us to address our fears and remind us of the great joy found in you, regardless of the circumstances. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Lori and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. May you enjoy the warmth of family and friends as you celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas.